Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us each and every day. We are Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. And as we wind down the show, we like to send you off with three fun stories, which we call PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who's got the P today? Was it Katie?
I do have the P today, and it has to do with being outside, so I already love it. And this study coming out of Norway, they looked at about 2,500 people, and they found that spending time alone in nature reduces loneliness more effectively than social outdoor activities. So if you're out there hiking by yourself and really being one-on-one with the trees, that's going to help you out more than, say, if you're outside doing a game of cornhole with your buddy. Right? Like being one with nature's really proving to have the strongest benefits, especially when you're doing it solo. So they say too much isolation can be harmful. So careful about this. You don't want to be alone all the time because that could take away from all the benefits here. But if you're looking to really like refill your bucket, right? You need to recharge and you need to hit all the different parameters. Getting out there hiking and doing it by yourself for a little bit may be the route that you want to go. There's a lot of good research now that says so. So yay!
Like you're the biggest hiker on the show. Is this true?
Well, I think so. I think that when I want to go hiking, I want to go by myself because I like to spend time out there. I don't like people telling me that they want to leave. And that's the biggest downer is people
I'm
complaining.
I'm hungry. I got to pee.
Everybody trying to leave the hiking place is usually what I come across. So when I go out there, I'm out there pretty much all day. So I think that. And they also say it allows you to really get into your mental space.
That's what I was going to think. It helps you kind of think about things clearer. You're out of the way from the noise of the city and the lights and everything. Everything's natural.
So it kind of quiets your mind. And helps you sort things. And also, you can notice the environment when you're by yourself, too, versus the conversation that you're having with your friends and whoever else is with you. So, they say there's a lot of good benefits.
You ever talk to the trees, the birds?
This is going to come off as a little crazy, but I definitely, like, when I'm walking by trees, sometimes I'll stop and I'll just put my hand on one and I'll just kind of like give it my energy and take its energy and just thank it for letting me be in its presence. No, really.
That is
like,
crazy.
Thank
no,
you
you're
for
right.
The-
that is crazy.
Hello, tree.
I do, though, like, because there is that cyclical
show me your
energy.
Sap.
Totally. Yeah.
Show me your sap, I'll show you mine. I'm just kidding. I don't do that with the trees.
You ever take your shoes off and just walk around barefoot a little bit?
Yes, it's grounding.
Yeah, to ground yourself.
I do that. Absolutely. I like to do that when I'm out by waterfalls too and just put my feet in the water and just completely relax. It's amazing. So yeah, I do like to do all those things.
You gotta get out into nature a little bit more.
You do. Yes, it would help.
I'm gonna strip down naked though and then lay on the ground.
See, it's how you end up in jail, Jeremy.
Don't do that.
Ants!
You're not that alone.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry, tree.
You're probably not gonna find your inner peace in a jail cell. I'm just saying.
All right. What's the minus?
All right, we're going back to talk a little bit about Madonna and that missing Coachella outfit. She says that the corset, is that what we're calling it? Corset, the jacket, the dress, the stockings, and everything that she lost there actually was paying homage to her Coachella set that she did 20 years ago to the date. So she was at Coachella in 2006 wearing that exact same outfit, and she was so happy to wear it again. She says it was a full circle moment. Uh-huh. And then after the show, she did go back into her dressing room to try to find it and lost everything. I say it's because she probably should have kept that outfit 20 years ago. I think, you know, there's a time and date to wear that, and that was 20 years ago. So I'll say that I just took the outfit because it was not a good look for
her. Not for Madonna anymore?
I don't like that. I think you got to dress your age-appropriate way.
Josh, she was telling women how to dress?
No. But she was wearing the exact same thing that Sabrina was wearing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe 20 years ago, Madonna. Uh-huh. Sure. Mm. Jared, don't gang up on me. Stop this.
Harsh, man.
I mean, did you see her outfit, Katie?
I did.
Mean, she looks great. She's still rocking it.
I told you yesterday, I was shocked that Sabrina chose her to go on stage.
That was another thing. No one else was dancing along because they were all Googling who Madonna was.
She's beautiful. And she's so talented.
Look at
Jeremy
sticking up for Madonna.
Stop.
I would never tell any woman how to dress.
Of course
that's a Josh thing, I guess.
Of course you wouldn't. That is a minus, Josh.
That's probably why you've gone through so many girlfriends. You've been telling them all how to dress?
Yeah, every single one. Yep.
put on this outfit, honey.
Yikes.
There
no.
you go.
No.
Your email, Josh at Mix100, if you want to send the hate mail.
Oh, stop. Not telling her how to dress.
Yeah, it feels like you were. All right, let's wrap things up with
Everybody
the interesting. Yeah.
For Madonna.
Nice working with you, Josh. There's a study finding that people who are trying to abstain from unhealthy foods end up watching more about them online, and surprisingly, they eat less afterwards.
Really?
Cross-model cessation? I don't know, whatever. Basically, your brain gets enough satisfaction from just seeing the food that you don't have to dig in and eat it. I think that's really neat. It's up there with, like, when you get the cravings for coffee or even, like, unhealthy food, like cake, which I ate last night, that you just go and smell it. And just smelling that food gives you the same satisfaction as eating it. But now you can take it a step further. Maybe you're craving a big old greasy hamburger with bacon on top, a lot of cheese. Go watch a YouTube video instead, and it'll satisfy your cravings. Then you'll go have a bowl of carrots.
Okay.
Or you'll just,
maybe.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. So I will lay in bed, but right before I pick up my book to read, I'll kind of scroll on Facebook and look at their food reels. Like, my Facebook reels are all food influencers, and so I'll, for like 15 minutes, look at those before I start reading. And you're right. I don't eat before bed, but I do watch those videos, and maybe that's helping me not eat.
Could be.
About that.
You ever watched Uncle Roger?
I love his videos.
Uncle Roger.
He's so funny.
Where he critiques everybody that cooks.
Yeah.
It's so good. My son got me turned on. You're putting a metal spoon in a Teflon pan. You're so stupid. It's so good.
Those are funny. He's
so
good. He's good stuff.
All right, guys, there you go. There's your positive, your minus. Josh definitely had the minus today. And the interesting here with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.